Ah, the hourglass is into its next spin. In your world, they call them hours. So let's take that ride in this zone known as Spirit Soul Music. My name is I, Robin Booker. Indeed, I do host Spirit Soul Music here on Ovations on Sundays from 6 to 9 a.m. at Temple University Public Radio here in the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection, also known as Philadelphia. Spirit Soul Music explores the modern spiritual in word and song through its hidden meanings, as well as its beauty, lament, and hope. One of the voices that tends to take us on that ride was quieted, unfortunately, by possibly his own hand. And that is Donny Hathaway. Donny Hathaway's spiritual leanings are quite clear in the music that he provided before his departure on this here place known as Earth. So, in light of that, let's have what could be considered a mini concert, as well as some unique insights into the artist himself, as explained by the artist himself. From Donny Hathaway Live, enjoy.
Now, it gives me great pleasure to present to you one of the great black vocalists of our time, Mr. Donny Hathaway.
I'd like to do another number for you right now, taken from the same album. It's an idea that I hope we all can share in. Things are moving fast. Hold on tight and you will last. Keep your self-respect, your manly pride. Never mind your fears. Quite a day will soon be here. Take it from me. Someday we'll all be free. Thank you. give my band a big round of applause? When I think of music, I think of music in totality, complete. You know, like from the lowest blues to the highest symphony. You know, so like what I'd like to do is to exemplify each style of as many periods as I can possibly do. So I'm studying contemporary composition with Yusef Lateef in order to increase or expand my melodic ability so that I'll have enough melodies for tunes, you know, that I'll probably do for movies or excerpts that I'll have to write for the movies. I'm taking orchestral conducting to get into more sonorities of symphonies. For the next symphony I have a symphony entitled Life. I wrote it January 1st, 1972, and it deals with the different aspects of life, you know, the good, the bad, the positive, the negative, the dull, the exciting, you know, the whole thing, the tension, the calm. Everything that is being done now is just a combination of other periods grouped and changed around, adding rhythm and various things. I was listening to a thing I'm studying in my orchestral conducting class, a Stravinsky soldier history of a soldier. He uses the timpanis like a primitive person would use the timpanis. That was one of the things that Coltrane added to his music from studying people like Ravel, who had written symphonies, who had exhausted music, you know, to the point of just writing chords that were atonal, that didn't have any harmony at all, you know, just colors, clusters. I like to do blues as a reflection on a period or a period past and present in black people's lives, you know, because it is the complete negative or the other side, the secular side of the religious music that we had in our church. Well, I'm a country and western freak. You know, so, you know, I'm reflecting back on my cowboy days, you know. Plus, I dig the simplicity, which is the white side of the black heritage, where they branched off from us. The main thing is to seek as much education as you can get. Form your goals, decide what you want to be, and work toward that. But even if you don't have in mind what you want to be, study that education, read. I like to have experiences. You know, I don't have any set hobbies, like I'm getting into exercising, you know, trying to keep myself fit, you know, for the next 80 years, I hope. You know, I want to go into photography. I like to take pictures. I'm still trying to make up my mind what I'm doing. I just got me an apartment in New York, you know, and I want to grasp more of the New York concept of life, because I feel if you can make it in the capital of the world, you can make it anywhere in the world.
Beyond the horizon, behind the sun, at the end of the rainbow, life has only begun. In the long hours of twilight, neath the stardust above, beyond the horizon, it is easier to love. I'm touched with desire. What don't I do? Through flame and through fire, I'll build my world around you. Beyond the horizon, in the springtime or fall, love waits forever. For one and for all, beyond the horizon, across the divide, round about midnight, we'll be on the same side. Down in the valley, the water runs cold. Horizon, someone prayed for your soul. My wretched heart is pounding. I felt an angel's kiss. My memories are drowning in mortal bliss. Beyond the horizon, at the end of the game, every step that you take, I'm walking the same.
Your classical and jazz station. This is member-supported WRTI 90.1 FM Philadelphia, 91.3 WRTQ Ocean City Atlantic City, 90.7 WRTL Ephrata Lebanon Lancaster, 91.1 WRTY Jackson Township Mount Pocono, 91.7 WJAZ Somerdale Harrisburg, 91.7 WRTX Dover, and 89.3 WRTJ Coatesville. A broadcast service of Temple University, also available in HD.
Thanks and welcome once again to Spirit Soul Music on Ovations. My name is I. Robin Booker. Indeed, I'm so blessed to be able to sit in this wonderful morning for Warren Cooper. Yeah, our music adventure just goes all over the place. You just heard from Quincy Jones and his rendition of Oh Happy Day is found on the collection Walking in Space. Yeah, Bob Dylan preceded that, looking back over the years as he did on that tune, Beyond the Horizon. And prior to Bob Dylan, we had a mini concert of sorts from Donny Hathaway, as taken from his 1972 collection that was recorded live and simply called Donny Hathaway Live with an exclamation mark. We heard Someday We'll All Be Free, and You've Got a Friend, concluding with an interview which sounded so hopeful and determined to embrace and live life. Unfortunately, Donny Edward Hathaway was found dead on January 13, 1979, at the age of 33. His death was ruled a suicide. Now, speaking of soul survivors, one must give it up for Bobby Womack, who has truly weathered the storm. His latest album is called The Bravest Man in the World. And the cover art is indeed intriguing, as it portrays his thumb being bent fully back and over the span of his hand. Nonetheless, though, we're here for the music which Bobby Womack provides. This next tune, though, before we move forward, sort of goes back as it opens with the voice of the late Gil Scott-Heron.
He came on television and told everyone he had seen God. So I stopped channel surfing immediately. He said that he had seen God. And God told him to raise $8 million. God was broke.
The name of the Lord.
Yeah, we go there. Because we can go there. The message is always, always contained in music. And inspiring you to not let go was Michael McDonald, who along with Kenny Loggins penned the tune that you just heard, I Gotta Try. Preceding M Squared, we heard from Bobby Womack, The Bravest Man in the World is the collection that you will find, the selection that we played for you. And it is simply entitled Stupid. My name is I. Robin Booker. I'm your hostess for what you're listening to right now, which is Spirit Soul Music on Ovations. I do thank you for being a part of this audio affair. Every week at about this time, we take a departure from our earthly cares to find out what's happening in the heavens and beyond. On this week's edition of Stardate, we learn just that.
Stardate, October 21st. Summertime ended a month ago, but two astronomical markers of the summer season are still hanging in there. One of them will be gone from view pretty soon, though, while the other will linger a while longer. As twilight begins to drain from the evening sky, look toward the southwest for the sinuous trail of stars that outlines Scorpius the Scorpion. It's so low in the sky that you need a clear horizon to pick it out. Its brightest star, Antares, shines dull orange, a little below the similarly colored planet Mars. And to the upper left of Scorpius, look for the other summer marker, Sagittarius the Archer. Its brightest stars form the shape of a teapot, with the steamy Milky Way rising from the spout. Scorpius will drop from sight within a few days, but Sagittarius will remain in view until around the middle of next month. All the stars and constellations have their own seasons, the time of year when they're best viewed. For Scorpius and Sagittarius, it's summer and early fall, when they scoot low across the southern sky for those of us in the United States. Because they're so far south, they remain in view for a much shorter time than constellations like Leo and Virgo, which climb high overhead. Yet Scorpius and Sagittarius will both return to view when the weather grows hot and the nights grow short, once again heralding a changing of the seasons in the stars. Tomorrow, a giant black hole. You can find much more about the stars in Stardate magazine. Subscription information at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Sandy Wood.
I tried to warn you, but you wouldn't listen. I tried to warn you, but you wouldn't listen. Revolutionizing gospel, for the 21st century. Revolutionizing gospel.
Dynasty.
For the 21st century.
Dynasty.
Dynasty.
This.
Dynasty.
Dynasty.
This.
Dynasty.
Now hear this.
New row has arrived.
Dynasty.
Asking for your permission. We are simply taking over.
Just like the countless spikes.
sun's arrival. Child stars, you'll listen to my tale triste. As it was told to me by my sister afar. Earth her name, and this is her story. Sister Moon, hear me now, I fear my end too soon, my wounds are deep, gaping, unhealing, can't believe, refuse to believe my children have no feelings for me. See them sealing a fate of early death and destruction, watch my foolish daughters and sons as they kill me, slowly kill me, quicker kill me. They've loved me as would an unfaithful lover, part-time and half-assed, now unmasked their deceit. No more sweet, sneaky thrill-seekings tomorrow brings. Nevers and nothings, ended days for my world and its unchanging ways. Now, apocalyptic truths of revelations hasten our omega, my children's and mine. Each time, my breath, skin, and tears are polluted and poisoned by their careless games and toys. And this is only the beginning of my children's sinning. My power is fading. Usurped fatherhood, Mother Earth's now a plaything for the ungrateful child, so cold, 10 billion for my tears. I long for the once adoring embrace of my children, their prayers, their care, and tenderness has now turned loveless. The embrace, now an anaconda's grip, unmerciful and swift, swift with the killing. Killing is a sport, fun with fire in my wondrous rainforest, reflect the neglect they had for their main source. They slaughter their sibling blossoms and beasts like the first murderer, Cain. Their pure sister oceans will never be the same due to daily spoil and brother skies choke from oil, refinery, factory smoke. The Mother Earth family is dying. No use crying now. My power is fading. You suck by the herd, Mother Earth now a plaything for the ungrateful child, so cold, 10 billion for my tears. But I'll continue to spin until my curious homo sapien offspring pay the price for their sins. Against my tainted tears, my breathless breath, and once fertile skins, my sorrows are many and murderous. They kill, I kill, 1 million plus. I never wanted to hurt my children, but our creator makes me take revenge. It's the circle of life, or at least it was. Now it's the end. No. No, it's too late for repentance. Accept your death sentence. I've given you all I can. Such beauty in life, you'll never have again. Now it's the end. Now it's the end. Now it's the end. Now it's the end.
Our familiar Earth has all but vanished, and we now live on a new planet that is rapidly changing with its ecology. And if we don't take immediate action, our accustomed ways of life will disappear, not in our grandchildren's adulthoods, but in our lifetime. Loveless is what you're listening to. Four Hero featuring Philadelphia's own Ursula Rucker, preceded by Prince and Planet Earth. This is Spirit Soul Music on Ovations. My name is I. Robin Booker. We will return.
Member supported WRTI 90.1 FM Philadelphia, 91.3 WRTQ Ocean City Atlantic City, 90.7 WRTL Ephrata Lebanon Lancaster, 91.1 WRTY, Jackson Township, Mount Pocono. 91.7 WJAZ, Somerdale, Harrisburg. 91.7 WRTX, Dover. And 89.3 WRTJ, Coatesville. a broadcast service of Temple University, also available in HD.